Network. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. William Shakespeare died on this date 394 years ago. Shakespeare festivals have pretty much died out in Florida since the 1990s, but interest in the great Elizabethan dramatist and poet remains high. That's according to Morris O'Sullivan. He's director of the Florida Center for Shakespeare Studies at Rollins College in Winter Park.
Shakespeare has been hanging around in Florida for a long time.
Does Florida require the teaching of Shakespeare anymore in the high schools?
No, it doesn't. But almost every county's guidelines strongly recommend it, and I don't know any teachers who do not teach Shakespeare. In fact, there seems to be more Shakespeare being taught in our classes than ever before.
I wonder why.
I think it's because of things like the FCAT, the movement towards a more common curriculum, and of course it's also driven by the kind of textbooks that exist. And textbooks find Shakespeare fairly easy to include. The editions are out there, and they're free. They're out of copyright, so people who are compiling textbook anthologies have no problem putting in almost any edition of the Shakespeare that they want to.
The bottom line is at work there, too. You were telling me yesterday that people in China have an interest in Shakespeare, an interest in Shakespeare in English.
English in China is enormously popular. There are about 300 million people studying English today. Colleges and universities require 1 year of English so that everybody in college is studying English. And the people who are interested in it are mostly interested in its possibility for business. What more and more people are beginning to realize is that studying drama allows people to develop speaking skills.
Let me just interject. Reading Shakespeare is difficult enough for native English speakers. I can't imagine a native Chinese person being able to decipher it and learn it readily.
Shakespeare is still relatively new to their English curricula. Much of that is growing because of the increased exposure of Chinese academics to the United States.
O'Sullivan says Chinese students love Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Most ninth graders in Florida read it, too.
It's seen as a good starter, something that students can connect with. Since Florida has not only the oldest literary tradition in North America, we have the most diverse tradition. Shakespeare is the perfect writer for us, since he appeals to every culture. It is his knowledge of human nature, his extraordinarily rich language, and what Mr. Rogers once told me was his authenticity.
Mr. Rogers of TV fame you're talking about?
Mr. Rogers of TV fame. Okay. Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers said that one thing young people always recognize is whether or not people are authentic. And when they read his plays, they know this is real. Young people can see through a phony, and they immediately recognize that not only is Shakespeare not a phony, his characters are as real as anyone gets. And that's probably why Florida schools are expanding the Shakespeare that they're teaching. Our grandchildren will probably be reading more Shakespeare than our grandparents did. As literature becomes even more diverse and people look for those common cores around which we can build some values and dialogue, Shakespeare lies at the very heart of English.
Morris O'Sullivan is director of the Florida Center for Shakespeare Studies at Rollins College in Winter Park. Shakespeare died on this date in 1616. Many scholars think he also was born on April 23rd in 1564, but no official record of his birth date has ever been found. Listen to Flora Days online by going to WQCS.org and clicking on Audio Archive. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.